Bischofshoff had some real queer characters, really weird characters. So I often wonder what effect that had on us. And especially went away early school, and I think that was a rather sad thing for the family. That's why he never gave up the children to leave us. But because I found, I think John did too, and all of us, St. Bond's was a terrible place, you know, and looking back on it now, not only the food, but the attitude of the brothers and so on, it was so confining, so inhuman, you know, the Christian brothers, anything, I think, the Christian. But so many people lost their health. I think I always suffered, my health always suffered from those years in St. Bond's. And the result of that, I think, always leaves a mark. You know, so I always felt very fortunate here in the Philippines that the kids can go to very, very good schools. Private schools are very good. Priests and sisters, and there's now a lot of lay people teaching. But schools are very good and very close, and they can go all the way from kindergarten or pre-kindergarten all the way up to university, you know. And and they're very close to home, so we have them with us. So we're very, very fortunate. I think Cebu must have about 10 universities. And St. Carlos, of course, run by the SVD priest. My father is German. A lot of Filipino priests now and lay people. These are very high-class university. And also San Jose Recoletos Catholic University, very, very good also. So we're very fortunate that they have such an opportunity. When we consider what we went through in Bishop's Falls in the school there, it was terrible. And we even used to have to light the fire, I remember, in the school there in Bishop's Falls. It certainly made our lives miserable.